Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, May 27th. And joining us by phone now, Ed Zito. He's a coordinator for LCMS Life Ministries in the Office of National Mission here at the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
Good, good. Now, coming up, this January, I believe, is the 2015 LCMS Life Conference. Is that right?
Yes, it is. We're holding our second Life Conference. The first one was held in 2013. And this second one will be next January, January 2015, in conjunction with the National March for Life.
Very good. Now, what does the conference involve? What all is entailed in the conference?
Well, part of the conference will be for the attendees to participate in the National March for Life, which will be on Thursday, January 22nd. And then we will have meals together with the attendees to warm up after the march. But then Friday and Saturday, we'll have a day and a half of speakers to talk about why it's important to stand up for life in the public square.
And so who all would be interested in attending this type of conference?
Well, anyone who's interested in making sure that our nation's laws reflect our faith and our values, the attacks on our faith are occurring more and more often, whether it's the HHS mandate or, other religious liberty issues. But where they seem to be attacking us is on the life issues, regarding contraception, abortion, things like that, marriage. So we have speakers lined up to encourage and to lift us up so that we understand what's happening in our society, and that we are educated so that we can make a difference and to speak up not only on the national level, but also in our state and local levels as well.
And this, how many LCMS Life conferences have happened before? Is this the second or third?
Well, this will be the second one. Mm-hmm. We had a one-time special conference many years ago in conjunction with the Lutherans for Life conference on bioethics. But that was a one-time special. We are hoping to make this a regularly occurring event.
Very good. Very good. And how can our listeners find out more about this conference to perhaps get registered for it? What are the registration details?
Well, they can go to lcms.org/lifeconference. And mm-hmm. there are multiple links there that gives you more details on who's speaking, on the registration process. Online registration is open, so you can go ahead and start making plans. There will be information on the hotel. But, the speaking lineup is incredible. We have President Harrison will be speaking. Robert P. George, co-author of the Manhattan Declaration, will be there. And Lila Rose, founder of Live Action, is also another scheduled speaker.
Very good. Well, we'll find out a little bit more about what's coming up in the conference. We'll check in with the conference chaplain, the Reverend Christopher Eskett from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Alexandria, Virginia, here in just a little bit. Ed, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us this morning on His Time.
You're welcome. Thank you, Andy. Appreciate it.
God's blessings to you.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk more about the LCMS Life Conference right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
The Bible is the source of truth, and those who are engaged in that pursuit of truth are well served to study the Bible, to learn what it offers. That's what happens weekdays on the Bible Study program on Worldwide KFUO. Hear the magnificent teachings that are revealed as we take in the Word of God. Call or email with your questions and comments, or just listen to the Bible Study on AM 850 in St. Louis, online at kfuo.org. Weekdays at 10 a.m. on KFUO.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on behalf of Concordia Plan Services, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, the LCMS Foundation, Lutheran Housing Support Corporation, Concordia University System, and Corporate Synod, daily reaches out to our members and partners, working together to support our local, global, and international ministries, church workers, and LCMS initiatives at large to carry the mission forward and to serve each other in love. Opportunities to serve, lcms.org/jobsboard.
Teaching the faith, spiritual care, acts of mercy. These describe the work of a deaconess. Your pastor provides you with word and sacrament ministry. Consider a deaconess to aid him through other means of caring for your congregation. Her loving hands can bring Christ's love in specific ways tailored to meet your congregation's needs. You have a need. Consider a deaconess. For more information, please contact your district president.
Worldwide KFUO is the most trusted place for sacred music of the church, where every night of the year you can hear sacred music. Weeknights at 6 p.m., listen to sacred music on AM 850 KFUO in St. Louis, as well as streaming online at kfuo.org. Our online stream is in high-quality stereo, so you can hear the difference wherever you listen, on your computer, on Wi-Fi radio, and on your smartphone. We're Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Thanks so much for joining us this morning for His Time as we start your day with the Word of God in prayer. Joining us by phone this morning, the Reverend Christopher Esket. He's pastor at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Alexandria, Virginia, and involved with the LCMS Life Conference. He serves as the chaplain for the conference. Good morning, Pastor Esket. How are you this morning?
Very well. Thank you. It's great to be on.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, tell us about the LCMS Life Conference. We just talked with Ed just briefly about some of the logistics of the conference this year. What is your involvement with the conference coming up in January?
I'm going to be the chaplain for the conference. I was the chaplain for our first LCMS Life Conference a couple of years ago as well, but my congregation has historically hosted the service, the divine service before the March for Life for the Lutherans that that come in, so we are essentially relocating that to the Life Conference Hotel this year.
Outstanding. So what will be some of the speakers and some of the events, the worship, the devotions and things like that at the conference this year?
Sure. We have some top-notch speakers. President Matthew Harrison, the president of the Missouri Synod, will be speaking, and I'm hoping to have him preach. I haven't confirmed that yet with his office, but I imagine he'll say yes. We have a couple of other fantastic speakers that are fairly well known, and a couple of other fantastic speakers who are not well known, but I'm hoping will be soon. We are going to have Lila Grace Rose, who is the founder of Live Action. They've made some of these undercover videos and in abortion clinics, showing what really goes on in there. And then also we are going to have Carol Tobias, who's the president of the National Right to Life and a Missouri Synod Lutheran. And we are going to, I'm really excited about this one. We are going to have Robert George, who's a well-known author and a professor at Princeton University, speaking about natural law and reason and how that plays out in American politics and public life. And then a woman that not many people know her name, but they really ought to. Her name is Donna Harrison. She is the president of the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists, and she is a Missouri Synod Lutheran as well. And I heard her give a presentation in Fort Wayne a year or two ago at IPFW on the link between abortion and breast cancer, and it was, you know, from the perspective of a of a physician. She's been an OBGYN for several decades, and her presentation was just fantastic. So I'm really excited that that's going to be, you know, shared with the wider community as well. But none of that has to do with my role. We're going to be having a divine service at the conference before the March for Life, but also the daily offices, morning prayer and evening prayer, with some really terrific preachers and some top-notch, fantastic music. So I'm excited to be part of it.
Wonderful. What is it that we talked with Ed about who might attend this conference? Why is it valuable? Why is it important to attend this conference?
Well, I think it's valuable for several reasons. You know, one, you know, coming to Washington, D.C. in January, I mean, nobody comes in January. all the tourists are here, you know, now and through the summer. But, but to come in January when the March for Life happens is just a thrilling experience, because it's often, the weather outside isn't great. It'd be the worst time to plan a march. It's, of course, you know, all around the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, but together with, you know, so many, you know, with hundreds of thousands of people all gathered around this single cause, and they, you know, come out no matter what the weather is like, and just deeply committed to the cause. It really is an exciting, just an exciting thing to take part of, and it's humbling to realize just, you know, how small you are in relation to the whole movement. So that's a fantastic thing to take part of. But then on a more parochial scale, to gather together with Missouri Synod Lutherans who are all very committed to the cause of life, it's really a great opportunity not only to get to know some other people in the in the Missouri Synod community, mm-hmm. About this, but but to gather together with them for worship and to make some new friendships and also to learn. It's a fantastic opportunity, really, for everybody. I mean, I would think that a pastor would really get a lot out of it, but it's certainly not geared towards towards clergy alone. Lay people would very much take something away from this as well.
What did you gain from the last conference, the last LCMS Life conference?
What I remember was the logistical challenges of planning for all the services in the not the greatest hotel situation. We're going to improve that this time. We've got a better setup. But I guess what I really gained from it was just the opportunity to spend time with other like-minded Missouri Synod Lutherans here in the nation's capital, where I'm from the Midwest, and many of our people are there. But it's really exciting to gather together here and get to know people from all across the country, committed to this cause. That's I think what I took away most from it. Of course, our speakers were, were fantastic as well.
Very good. And you said that the worship will include in the morning and in the evening. Is that correct?
Yes. Most days we'll have two. Some days we'll have three services. So morning prayer, evening prayer. I have Professor John Pless scheduled to preach. Pastor Michael Schuerman, mm-hmm. Who is pretty well known in the pro-life community, especially for detailing some of the things that have been going on with Thrivent and the funding of pro-life communities. Our district president John Denninger, is going to be preaching as well. So we're going to have a variety of types of speakers and approaches, but all really, really capable communicators. And the music is the music that we are planning for it is going to be terrific. So it'll be services from the hymnal, but hopefully done to the very best of our abilities with good musicians and choirs and instrumentalists.
Why is prayer an important part of this LCMS Life Conference?
Well, I think it's the most important part of the entire cause. Really, nothing is going to happen without God answering our prayers, without God intervening. And so we need to, the danger in all of this is thinking that somehow by our action, by our gathering, by our protests, by our voting, by our spending money, we are going to solve the problem of abortion and, more deeply, the culture of death that permeates our entire society. We can't solve those problems with our own actions. We have to call upon God in prayer and listen to His word, and let that be our guide, and let that also be our comfort. So that needs to be the central thing to what we do, not just as it sometimes is. As a pastor, I'm often asked to open a meeting with prayer or to close a meeting with prayer, and it almost seems like a perfunctory kind of thing. But that's not what we want this to be about at all. This needs to be front mm-hmm. and center to everything that we do. That's the only thing that's going to heal us and save us.
And what can we be doing in the meantime? Obviously, registering for the conference, we can do that at lcms.org. Other things we can be doing throughout the year to prepare for this conference and for the march?
Well, I think you want to. We would love it if you would spread the word. We would, we want lots of people to come to this. It's a fantastic opportunity, but it can only happen on a regular basis if lots of people make a commitment to coming. So spreading the word for it as well. Dress warmly. That's the other thing you can do. Get some. get some materials together that will be well suited for being out there, because it's often kind of cold during the time. And you know, the other thing that might be useful to do is to plan some time to stay a little bit before or after. It's a wonderful place. You know, all the museums here are free, and plan to spend some time, you know, out in our nation's capital, because it's a fantastic place to visit. But you know, most of all, to pray for us, to pray for our leader Maggie Carner, who is who's been ill. That would be a good thing to do. But to spread the word, to let everybody know that this is happening. We had the first one a couple years ago. It went really well, and we're hoping to make this a more regular thing.
Mm-hmm. And I believe there were youth at the last conference. Is that the plan again this time around?
There were. We had a separate youth track, and mm-hmm. we thought that would be a good idea. But this is a good sort of problem to have, but we had some fantastic speakers for the youth track that the adults wanted to go hear, and we felt like we missed out in not hearing some of those. So we're going more towards one conference for everybody.
Sure.
Model rather than trying to kind of split our resources and time. We're going to put everybody together, and that way we can all hear the excellent speakers that we have.
I think that's a fantastic idea. But yeah. We all be together. We're all God's children. We're all part of His family by virtue of our baptism, and when it all come together for this important purpose.
Exactly right.
And to hear His word, to pray for our nation, to pray for unborn children, to pray for all matters of life. What a great conference, a great opportunity to gather together in our nation's capital to pray for our country.
Yes.
Well, Pastor Esket, we will certainly be praying for you as you prepare to serve as chaplain for this great conference, and we'll continue to get the word out about it. Thanks so much for taking time this morning to talk with us about the upcoming LCMS Life Conference. You can find out more about it at lcms.org. Pastor Esket, blessings to you and all the saints there at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Alexandria, Virginia.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
God's blessings. Coming Bye-bye. Up in just a little bit, we'll join together to study the daily lectionary. We're going to study today with Pastor Newberg, Stephen Newberg, from Lutheran Church of the Lakes right in Addison, Michigan. So stick around for that. More right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.